Hello, AfterBuzzers. There's a new panel in town. Get ready for season 3 of The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt right now on AfterBuzz TV.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Legit, the best theme song ever. Idea.
I just needed the energy of this.
Good music.
Unbreakable.
Hello,
AfterBuzz TV. Welcome to our new Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt panel. My name is Sahai. You can find me on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter at Say Hi Sahai. That's SayHiTsaHai. And I have a cast of beautiful ladies with me. Please introduce yourself.
All right. Hi, everyone. My name is Candace Cruz. You can find me on all of the social media at Candace R. Cruz.
Hi, everyone. I'm Kaylee Rose, and you can find me all over the social medias at Kaylee Rose, C-A-L-E-Y.
Love it. Hi, everybody. I'm Laura L. Thomas. You can find me at Laura L. Thomas TV on Instagram and Twitter.
Ladies, so season 3, thank God they're back. We're excited to have them. Kimmy's back. The whole gang is back. Titus, Lillian, Jacqueline, everybody. So let's start from the beginning of episode 3, which is Kimmy gets divorced. Okay. Oh. Now, we find Titus on the beach. Why is he on the beach? Do we ever find out exactly what happened? Like, I'm like, did he get shipwrecked? Did he throw himself over? Like, I don't know. What do you guys think?
Best opening shot of any season I could ever imagine.
It's true. The back and forth between the seagull
and him
was everything.
It was very Titus.
What did he call a pigeon?
I can't remember what he called him, but he was like,
"You're sea pigeon."
A sea pigeon.
Which, of course, is the highest form of insult.
Of course. Right. Of course.
You're also especially on the beach with no friends.
Exactly.
So, goodbye.
It's one of the many words that Titus just makes up all the time.
Yeah, of course. That's what makes him Titus.
Exactly. I always have to rewind and rewind. You know, there are so many little moments that you miss.
Exactly.
I put on the captions today when I was watching. So I was like, what did he say? I know it was good.
Super helpful.
No, we don't find out why he's on the beach,
But what do you think? Like, what do you think what happened?
I mean, he said he ate his paycheck, so I can only imagine.
Well, they just chucked him off the boat.
Probably. You're eating all the food. Bye.
Right, and then Kimmy eats paper, so it is possible that he ate his paycheck. But I wasn't sure that he actually, like, spent it on food, because we know how much Titus loves food.
Right, right. Is this a metaphor?
It's a mystery.
Maybe.
And I don't know when they're going to tell it, you know? They could just tell us at the end of the season of now. Yeah. They're going to tease us.
And that's a good point. So for some of you who may have already binged the show and know everything that happens, we are watching it episode by every week we're watching 2 episodes and we're covering 2 episodes. So don't think, okay, why don't they know what happened? It's because we're taking our time. We're, you know, easing into it and enjoying it. Mm-hmm. So,
and don't spoil it for us.
Thank you.
That would be very cruel.
Now,
right? It'll be cruel.
We also are on our live chat tonight, so if you feel free to comment and send us some, you know, feedback about the show and how much you love episodes 1 and 2. So Titus ends up going home. Now, we see Kimmy, who has graduated and has a photo from getting her GED. Our girl is smart.
Popular girls came to the party.
Yeah,
they sure did.
Okay.
80-year-old women.
Now, those popular girls were giving her the side eye.
That was the best.
Oh, no joke.
Yeah, they didn't seem to be too happy at her graduation party. I was like, wait, why so mad?
Now, what I love about the graduation party also is whenever Jacqueline shows up, it knows that it means just like she's slumming it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, so I was surprised to see her there, but like the fact that she wanted to be there, of course, wasn't, you know, for just for Kimmy. She's lonely because she has a boyfriend now.
It's a new woman.
Mm-hmm.
New Jacqueline.
I love when she said it was a low point for me, so I ended up coming here.
Particularly low moment. I decided to come here.
Exactly.
Like, what?
And that's why we also see Kimmy's substitute, Titus, the garbage bag.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
It has some of the best lines in the whole two shows, you know? Like, you have to give that credit.
Because then she would do the voice that she thought was Titus, but she kind of had it down a little bit.
Girl, that's nasty.
Do it again.
Oh, girl, that's nasty.
So
make a great Titus.
Maybe we should have him come in here and we can
have a Titus
off.
Wait, hand her the garbage bag.
Either or. Okay,
yeah.
We can put him right here. Available. I can totally have
the garbage bag might be booked.
Right,
sure.
Right. Whoever answers our email.
My garbage bag is definitely booked. And
check his availability.
Now, Candace, like I said, Candace is an actress and a singer. So before the season ends, we're going to have you build something out.
Well, we'll find some song. I'll practice for you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Maybe a Titus duet.
Oh.
Putting it out there, Titus, please. We would love to have you here. Please, please, please. So also during this party, we find out that Kimmy, you know, is still married, and the Reverend is wanting a divorce ASAP. And, you know, Jacqueline, who is an expert with divorces, tries to tell her how to go about doing this. Now, do you think Jacqueline gave Kimmy the right advice? Like, hold off, don't give him what he wants, torture him.
Heck yeah.
Yes.
Yes, girl. Yes. Yeah. She was empowering her.
Yeah.
You know, absolutely. And keeping her from being her Kimmy naive self that would just sign her rights away and not even know that she was doing it, you know?
And like Titus said, she needed to have a person with glasses read it, which I think is sound advice. I mean, any type of legal document should be read by someone with glasses.
That's the way that she shook the envelope. Ooh!
Ooh. Like it's Christmas. I love it.
Is anyone here married?
I am.
Oh, okay, so you're our resident married person.
I will hold down that fort.
Thank you.
Yes,
thank you.
Happily,
thank you
happily. I've been married for 8 years last Tuesday.
Ooh, congratulations.
I mean, that's bravo.
I'm engaged, so you can give me advice.
Oh, congrats. Yeah.
See, look at all this fame empowerment. I love this. Right for good luck? Yeah. You're putting up the ring.
We've got a couple of weeks. Maybe Candace and I will end up married to someone.
Maybe
to each other. You know, we're open. Or to other people.
The panel. We're married in the panel.
Exactly.
Stranger things have happened.
After Buzz Love. So Lillian is also going through something because she decides that she's going to break up with her boyfriend.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Now, Lillian's boyfriend is a little strange.
I love this little response. Bye-bye. Okay, bye-bye. And then he walks so slowly. Just like his odd little way. Dragging that suitcase.
Well, yeah, what's in the suitcase?
For no reason. No. Don't you want to know what's in the suitcase?
I mean, he does
it's
have
always
a
the quiet one.
Right.
Yeah. It's true.
And
bye-bye.
Lillian did say that he's used her as an alibi before, so we never know with him.
I also do love that when he comes up to her later to give her stuff back, there's nothing in the box.
I need to bring my stuff back, but
I didn't have anything, so here you go.
Because inside, it was probably because in his heart, he was empty as well.
Yeah. But then he says some of the most profound things in the whole, you know, two episodes that we watched. But still, you know, he calls her out for living in the past. Mm-hmm. It doesn't stop her from trying to preserve the neighborhood. But still, it was a moment of clarity.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
And then shadowed by the after.
And then...
I mean, Lillian herself is a character. And wait, the neighbors. She had the meth guy.
Meth guy, pervert, and...
Canadian.
I'm like, what's
up there? These are
my options. Unforgivable.
Canadian.
Oh.
Just kidding.
In New York, that might be
we
a
love
thing.
Canadian.
I don't know.
I mean, you never know. Any New Yorkers here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Former New Yorker.
Okay. Like New York City or New York State?
New York State. I was born in Buffalo, and then I went to school in New York. Columbia. They didn't tape it on our campus, I heard. So I haven't seen the next couple of episodes.
Okay.
I'm assuming that she ends up at Columbia. But
okay, we'll
somebody
see.
Told me she ends up at Columbia.
If she ends up at Columbia.
Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
That was literally like my dream school.
Yeah.
To be honest. It's not my dream grad school, but that's for another after show. Yes.
Well, we'll get there.
Yeah.
We'll talk marriage in Columbia.
Perfect.
Great.
I mean, Kimmy's getting her education, and that's what we support here.
Yeah.
Strong, empowered
it's a very
women.
Strong women episode.
Definitely.
You know? I mean, Jacqueline, in her own way, is trying to empower, you know, in her own Jacqueline way. And then Lillian is being very strong and, like, taking on the city. Mm-hmm. And then Kimmy's going to college.
I mean, which I'm very excited about because it shows that she's moving on with her life and trying to, you know, make steps. But the Reverend keeps holding her back. Have you guys ever been in a relationship where you try to move on, but that person keeps on calling you and, like, pulling you back? Have you guys ever been in a situation like that?
It's dark stuff.
It is.
Not.
I mean, I've been
so,
in 8
as
years
much
of marriage.
As like, yes, you're good.
Okay. I'm just kidding. That keeps pulling you back.
Nothing like Kimmy has to go through, I have to say. I don't think anything compares to being stuck in a bunker.
Yeah.
You're husband.
But the funny thing is Jacqueline never remembers like what happened to Kimmy. She's like a bunker when she reads like all the items that the Reverend has.
What's that for?
Exactly. They have a little, you know, Kimmy takes some time with these divorce papers. She's not going to sign them immediately. She tortures the Reverend and the ladies end up having a little fun with it. Now, the sushi on our home.
It was very much a Kim Cattrall Sex in the City moment.
Yes, she's a great body. Oh my gosh. Does anybody else?
She's a little kooky.
Good for her.
A lot kooky.
All the time.
She's a little kooky.
I still can't figure her out at all. She's just like randomly comic relief, just sprinkled throughout the whole thing.
If like the whole world exists on like a 10, she lives on like a 32 as far as like
energy level.
I thought we were going to Italian.
But then she's like, Dad, I can't come give you your insulin. I'll give you a double dosage next time.
I love it.
She's a mess. And
Voldemort?
I know he's single. With that shimmy, I was like, okay, girl, get it.
You get Voldemort.
Now, our boy Titus, you know, has come back home from his, you know, his work on the ship that, you know, I still don't know, like, was he really performing? Was he a background performer? Because they said something about Dionne Warwick. Mm-hmm. So I was like, Titus, what actually were you doing?
That's why he got kicked off. I wonder if he threw Dionne Warwick, like, off the ship.
Or he was a better singer than her.
You know, he's amazing. Like I said, when Titus sings, my heart smiles. It really does. Yeah, but beautiful. Then he sees his boo. He goes to surprise his boo after...
Avoiding
him, and he sees Mikey with this man.
Yeah.
I mean, that... did you immediately think Mikey was doing something wrong when you saw this?
No.
I thought
it's Mikey.
Really?
I did. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's the cynic in me, but I think I pulled a Titus in that. Like, I jumped to conclusions very quickly.
Well, hence your lemonade dress, which we'll get to.
Get to that later. But no, I definitely... I was like, I was gutted by it. Yeah. I was so sad.
Because, you know, Mikey is recently out. So I thought, okay, maybe he is cheating because he just wants to, like, experience more and he couldn't wait for Titus. I didn't realize that his love was so loyal. But why did you guys think he was not a cheater?
It's Mikey.
He just seems so innocent.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. He's, like, exactly. He's newly out, so I don't even think he would know, like, how to go about it. Like, I think Titus introduced him to, like, the idea of, like, really appreciating and supporting himself, and then, like...
And we were right.
Right? Exactly.
But that just says so much about us. Like, am I naive?
He may not have cheated, but I feel like he wanted to, and we'll get into that. Because some of the things he was saying, I was like, wait a minute, Mikey, you're not so innocent, because you was talking about touching butts.
I can play Call of Duty and
touch butts. What? I was like, wait a minute.
Like, too much of a good thing.
I do think he's such a sweetheart, though. Yeah. He is such a soft little sweet spirit. I love him. For to be like such a like dude, he's just such a sweet guy. I really love him.
But what he said about that, it made sense. Like, when he said, oh my gosh, I can watch sports with him and touch his butt. I was like, oh my, you can. Like, you can have all of that.
Whatever you want.
It foreshadowed them not being the right fit.
I know, because he could have that, but not with Titus. Yeah. Titus was like, this is not one of them Sex in the City situations, so you can't talk to me.
I mean, Titus passed up the puppet three-way for him, you know.
Okay, let's talk about Titus going to exercise. So Titus, for his love of Mikey, decides to try to get a job on Sesame Street, and in order to do so, he has to go see this agent. So he's in there with the agent. Well, before he gets to that, let's talk about Titus and his definition of burpees. Which is I mean, when I first heard the word burpee, I thought it was like a baby burp, too.
I wish it was.
No, right? That'd be way more comfortable. That'd be way more comfortable with that kind of burpee.
I mean, burpees are hard.
As weird as that sounds, that's really hard.
Yeah.
First of all, and then I love Titus's outfit and the fanny pack. Okay, he had on like this little gray fanny pack to exercise because one needs to, you know.
What are you putting in there?
I mean, lip gloss, your snacks.
Snacks.
Oh, you need fuel for exercise, so this is why a fanny
pack. Do one burpee, you get a bite.
Exactly.
Do one burpee, get a bite.
Wait, and then when he attempted to walk to, like, when everyone else ran ahead of him, and he attempted to run, and he had to lift up his legs one by one.
It was pretty awesome.
It's so good. This show is like so good. I forgot about it for a little bit because it went on hiatus, and then I'm like,
well, I'm going to actually throw a little comment to you on this note because Theo Brown, who is in our live chat right now, has said that he has never watched the show before. But can we tell him what the best reason is to start by singing it?
Oh, by singing it? Oh, I'm not singing tonight.
I don't know about you, I think that's for Candace.
No, not tonight.
We can give you an opinion. I don't know. My pipes aren't warmed up.
Right. We need to gargle with a little salt water.
This isn't
water
tea.
First.
This is water, guys.
Mine's vodka. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm just kidding.
I wish it was. Can I switch your cups, girl?
I don't have a cup. That's
Next time. I mean, for me, what I love about the show is that there's a lot going on, but at the end, there's always like heart to it. Mm. Like there, you can really learn something and kind of, it's thought provoking. Mm-hmm. In spite of all the craziness and all the crazy characters and Kimmy's, you know, old school 90s slang that she's still using, which I love, by the way, there's still at the end a lesson that, you know, it's thought provoking and it's warm. That's mm-hmm. what I like about it. How about you?
I mean, it's just, like, great comic relief. Like, I love all of it. It's calling into attention everything that's going on now.
Yeah.
It's very current and very real, but mm-hmm. it also gives, like, comic relief to things and make you think of things that you wouldn't normally. Like, okay. And the innocence. I love the innocence of it all. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just fun. I feel like everything's so serious all the time. Yeah. This is, like, a good show. Yes. Mm-hmm. Please. Oh, my God.
Theo,
so is much.
It? Yeah, Theo.
Theo. You need to start watching. I'm very jealous of you right now because you are in the best position ever. You have two full seasons to binge. Like, yeah. I wish I could go back and experience it all again. It's so funny. Enjoy. That's all I can say.
Mm-hmm. Enjoy. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And to that point, the writing. The writing is so great. Mm-hmm. I mean, amazing. It's just spot on. Mm-hmm. And every the jokes are funny and corny, mm-hmm. do you know, but in an adorable way that you're just like, every line is clever, is well thought out, is mm-hmm. well written. The characters are interesting. They're mm-hmm. really fun. You mm-hmm. can relate to just about everybody everything. On the show in some way or another. Yeah. It's super relatable. So Theo, go watch it.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And they're super smart too. So, and it's not just like a show for girls. I know it's a panel of women mm-hmm. and there are a lot of women in the show, but I think guys would like it too. They'll learn something as well. Mm-hmm. So ready to move on to episode 2?
Let's do it.
All right. Kimmy's roommate Lemonades. Okay. So Titus is mad and no one's going to stop him. So Titus decides, once he sees Mikey with this other man, he said, okay, I have to get revenge. Now, if you saw your boyfriend with another man, like, would you...
Lemonade?
If I saw my boyfriend with another man, I would be very concerned. I'm married, and that would take things to a very interesting level
in
our marriage.
It's the 90s, and everyone's gay.
Everybody is.
He was right. That's right.
Like, was that the 90s? Did I miss that?
No. Like, in his mind, it's the 90s still. I love it. Crazy.
But no, if I saw my man with another woman, I'd take a baseball bat to his car.
I wish I could be that gutsy. I feel like I would just need to, like, I don't even know what I'd do.
Have you ever gotten, like, done anything like that? Like, keyed a car or, like, you know, a friend of mine, she mailed a guy that did her wrong. She mailed him some cat poop. In
a I love that. Yeah. Good for her.
Oh, man.
Yeah, she was upset. So, but it's from, and moving forward, we just called him Cat Poop. Like, he had no other name. So.
I want to know how many people actually would lemonade, or how many people actually have lemonade.
I think on Instagram, I'm sure there's a whole hashtag for that. Like,
I'm sure.
Somebody send that to us. Please. Comment below and let us know, like, how many of you all have actually done lemonade.
I mean, we've seen the videos of women throwing paint on cars and, you know, egging cars.
I've never seen those videos.
No?
So I know what I'm watching.
Those up now.
So would you do anything?
I would want to, you know.
Yeah,
I probably would. I would go a little crazy.
It's a little gutsy.
Not.
So he, you know, what I loved about it is how accurate they were. If you've ever seen any of Beyonce's Lemonade, they really took some time to make Titus's version very accurate and similar to Beyonce's version. Mm-hmm. You know, it wasn't as good as his version of Cats, his off-Broadway version of Cats. You know,
yeah, nothing can hold a candle.
Legendary. But I think this is where he got his practice from. And then we get into the election because Jacqueline and Lillian are debating whether or not, you know, they want Kimmy to vote for them. and they're trying. Lillian's trying to clean up. No, Lillian actually isn't trying to keep the neighborhood clean. Mm. I mean, what do you think about this whole when Lillian went to sabotage Jacqueline at the at the rally?
I thought it was so cute because she's like sitting in front and just being like, hi, Jacqueline, I know you. And then all of a sudden she's like, no, you're terrible. Like, just like attacking her out of
nowhere. Good impression.
That's a very good impression.
I mean, are you an actress as well?
Maybe dabble in the artistic arts in the musical theater world.
I'm loving this. We're going to get a lot of impressions.
Oh, always.
But then I love it when she sees her on the street afterwards and she's like, what was that all about? And she was like, oh, it's just politics. She's like, I thought you were my friend. She's like, I am. So cute. I just think it's adorable. And I also do love that there's this little contention between the two of them. Because if there's any two women to, like, put as foes against each other that have zero in common, it's these two. Yep.
But I just thought about that because we rarely see them together. Like, Kimmy's always the connector. Mm-hmm. And Jacqueline and Lillian, when you think about it, they're both very strong-willed. They're both blonde. Mm-hmm. And no one's going to tell them no. So they're different in a lot of ways, but they're similar in a lot of ways as well.
And if they united... Maybe. Oh, I don't know. I haven't
power
seen it.
Couple.
I just thought of it. That would
like
be incredible.
It. I like
maybe
it.
Maybe it will. You know,
ooh,
people
like
at home are probably like, "Yes, it did."
Today,
you know,
I'm
just like,
duh,
I don't know.
It happened.
I haven't seen it.
I love that though. That's a great prediction.
Yeah. Well, if it hasn't happened, they should write it.
Yeah.
Hey, writers.
Let us know.
It.
Yeah. So Kimmy, you know, is continuing with her education and she goes to school. First of all, Kimmy takes a test to determine what she should be. Mm-hmm. Okay, a crossing guard. And she got
she
excited.
Was really good at it, though. Mm-hmm. I mean, she really, like,
she had the moves down. I was like, wow, without even practicing.
Yeah. I mean, she's been in a bunker for years. I don't know how she knows.
I know.
She must have been studying or something.
Maybe they practiced cross-training down there.
I mean, they had a lot of free time.
They did.
To learn lots of
things. My favorite after, maybe we'll get here, but my favorite is when she goes to the university to talk to them about the crossing guard program that they have. And it's just, is this like real experienced crossing guards or are these like, you know, the ivory tower types that never cross the street in their lives?
Right, because you got to know people to get into it. I mean, just, and that makes it so cute because she really, she's so naive with certain things, but then so profound with others. Mm. So what do we think of Perry? Kimmy's friend from school. Mm. Now, he was in Blackish. That's where I've seen him all before. Right. And he was in Hamilton.
Oh. Yes. So maybe he'll start singing.
Yes.
Oh, I see a Titus and Perry.
So do we think Perry's coming back because Perry went to Columbia?
Yes, for sure. And they had chemistry, for sure.
I saw it. I was like,
there was love.
He made her think.
Because, you know, everyone else has relationship issues going on. We got Jacqueline with her boyfriend gone. We got Lillian breaking up. Titus breaking,
true,
you know.
A lot of breakups.
Breakups. But Kimmy.
Divorce.
Oh, true.
All
true. So she's single. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And her ex is. What happened to him? Her ex-boyfriend?
Oh, yeah. From like season
gone.
One.
He got
season
two.
Out of the country.
Yeah.
He got deported,
didn't he? Yeah, he did.
I don't think he's coming back.
No.
Well, we have some hope for Perry. I mean, what I liked about Perry is that he spoke Kimmy's language.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he didn't make her feel dumb.
Yeah.
And he was like, you know what? When he was teaching her about philosophy, he was like, okay, yeah, we're on the same wavelength. Like how they kept on making every example pizza.
In my mind,
unicorn.
Pizza.
Unicorn.
And he wanted her to be a unicorn.
I know.
Go be a unicorn.
Every girl deserves a man who wants her to be a unicorn.
Oh, that's so true.
And he encouraged her to do more. He was like, I'm leaving this place. There's more out there than what you see here. And I think Kimmy needs to know that she's still, like, not aware of everything that's going on. So she needs help in, like, learning where to go and what to do with her life. I mean, don't we all need direction sometimes?
Mm-hmm.
It's a little push in the right direction.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love him, though. I hope he's in the rest of the
season.
Yeah.
Me too. Mm. Me too. We do have a question from Walker Carl from the... from the election between Lillian and Jacqueline, who did we want to see win?
That's
and
my
why?
Fiance.
Thank you. So then we'll start with you. Who did you want to see win the election?
Oh gosh, I've never thought about it. He didn't ask me that at home. He didn't prepare me.
You know?
He didn't prep your girl?
Come on.
I'm going to say Lillian. You know, you want her. Jacqueline has all the privilege. And I know she's at a tough time right now, but Lillian needs a win.
Right. And popping back to this, they only had one person that was able to vote, yes?
Yeah, it was just Kimmy. Just and Kimmy. They had that moment just where Kimmy. They were calling her across the room like a dog.
Poor thing. That was the cutest thing. I loved it.
It was
that
adorable. Was she's always caught in between everybody. Like, yeah. Titus and something's going on. If he's angry at someone, and now these two. I personally wanted Jacqueline to win. Jacqueline's my girl. Like, yeah. I know she's crazy. I know she used to be a gold digger, but she is reformed now. And I think, you know, I just wanted her to finally get a win. She had a rough, last year was a bit rough for her.
True. I'm with you.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm with you. Because, yeah. I mean, it's for the betterment of everyone. That's I true feel too. Like at the same time, like Lillian's so stuck in her ways. It's like,
yeah.
And she even had the philosophical like talk and whatnot of saying that you need to let go of the past. She still didn't take that advice,
I mean, and Jacqueline. What neighborhood doesn't need clean water? They can't drink the.
She chewed the water. Like, come on! If you can chew the water, you need to clean it up a little
bit. She likes
it
chewing.
A tad bit, just a tad bit. But the fact that they're also still in this apartment, like, it's mind-blowing, because I'm like, why haven't they moved yet? Like, don't they want to live somewhere better? But when I loved when Kimmy was torturing the Reverend on the phone, and she was like, my apartment is so big, and then she, like, hits her knee. Like, it's those little points that make it so hilarious.
I love how they were arguing like children, too. It was so perfect for the two of them to be arguing like children.
Yeah. Do you think Kimmy still loves the Reverend? Like, do you think, even though he tortured her, do you think she still has some type of love for
Stockholm
him?
Stockholm Syndrome?
Yeah. I think she's, I don't know. Yeah, I think so. Yes.
Do you think it's a romantic love, or it's like a love-hate?
I think it's more of like loving your past and not knowing where to go with your future. So he's like the solid of her past. Like, that's all she knew. So I think, of course you're going to love that person in some weird way.
It never even occurred to me that she might love him.
He said it. He was like, you still love me.
Yeah.
So, I mean, also, Kimmy's stuck in the past, and then Lillian's stuck in the past. So how can Lillian even help Kimmy move forward if she, too, is kind of staying in the same place? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. They both have that bunker mentality.
I mean, they practically live in a bunker. Let's be honest.
Bunker brain.
True. Bunker brain. Bunker brain. Nice.
That's like what they have.
Third episode. Bunker brain.
So then our boy Titus, you know, Mikey comes to, first of all, he calls him Meatball during the whole performance, which I thought was hilarious. So I mean, of the three lemonading songs, did you have a favorite?
The black and white.
Oh.
When he was doing it, and then Lillian starts dancing, and then so he keeps knocking. He's like, I'm lemonading. Stop it. Use your key. You can't get in.
Use your key.
Lillian dancing killed me.
She was getting it.
I mean, she was getting it.
She can dance.
I think, Lillian, you could come out to the clubs because I see you.
That's she was right. good.
I'd love to have her on here.
Can you imagine?
We have them right
call to
here
action
in the middle.
A conversation about
legend. She just rose up right now. Well, speaking of which.
I was a big fan of the yellow dress.
Of course.
Oh, there you go.
Looking gorgeous.
I thought that yellow dress was amazing. Mm. It just looked like streamers, and like you could hang him up like a pinata.
I read that it was originally supposed to be a bunch of Metro cards, like to be New York.
Really?
Yeah. And then they said that it would have been a nightmare for the sound guys.
Trying to get that out.
It would have been. Those sound guys, they hold all your secrets.
And they will check you immediately. Yep. They'll be like, take this off. You're annoying me, basically.
It's not going to happen.
Stop making my
we
job
We love
harder.
You, sound men. And women.
Especially the ones here at AfterBuzz. Thank you very much.
That's right,
thank
guys.
You. Thank you. So,
can I ask you a quick question from Adam? Adam wants to know which Beyonce song Titus should parody next.
Who Run the World, Girl?
Yes.
Did you see the choreography? I know Titus doesn't really like to exercise, but when he gets moving, he's in it.
What about Single Ladies, He's single now.
That would be good, as long as he wears the outfit.
Yes. I was going to say Crazy in Love.
There you go. Too.
Maybe he gets...
classic.
He's got a new... I don't know. Like, maybe a new bow? Or
the bow comes back.
The bow comes back.
Do you think they're going to get back together?
I hope they do.
Maybe he needs to fly, and then he'll come back to the nest. You know, I think that's...
I mean, that was really courageous of Titus to say, listen, you need to grow. I need to let you go. Like, sometimes people don't do that. Like, yeah. And it's a really hard thing. And I was like, look at Titus growing up and being grown. Mm-hmm. That was a common theme everyone noticed. They were like, remember the guy that Titus went to get the agent's information from? The other guy.
Oh, my gosh. Uh-huh.
Even Matilda. Corey, yes. Corey with his ensemble and that wig.
And then when he walked out with the shoes on his knee.
I died. But Corey said, like, I know you're not going to do this. Like, you don't even make an effort to do anything. But he was willing to do it for Mikey.
Mm-hmm. That's true love.
Yeah. It is.
That's true love. If you love something, you got to let it go.
That's true.
You know?
I feel like this is the first time I've ever seen Titus grounded as a character. Like, he always has those, like, quick, like, philosophical lines that are still, like, coded in humor. But this is the first time where I've seen him, like, owning it in a great way. Yeah,
better than, what did he say? Better than Beyonce?
This is how I'm different than Beyonce.
Yeah, there we go.
That's it.
I mean, bitch was shady.
The hive is going to come after him.
But at the same time, how can you? Because it's Titus. Like, you have to love him. And they probably were like, true, but we still giving you the side eye.
That's right.
If anyone can get away with it, it would be Titus.
Definitely, definitely. So we see the end of that relationship, and the song at the end, so beautiful. I like Titus. I just need him to do covers, something. Mm-hmm. Like, when he sings, it just was so sweet. And did you guys really listen to the words of the song? Mm-hmm. It was like he was so sad.
Mm-hmm. And about the rhyming, pop songs never rhyme. Like, it's just so good.
It is.
I have to rewind and rewind, you know, just to get every little moment in the show. That's why you should watch Theo.
Because you can watch it over and over again. Over and over again, and it never gets old. You always pick up something new.
Exactly.
Every time you watch.
Definitely. Watching it the second time, I was like, oh, I forgot he said that, or I forgot he did that. And mm-hmm. Kimmy with her, like, when she said something about, I should be laid back drinking gin and juice. The fact that Kimmy is stuck in the 90s or in 2000s, I appreciate that, because sometimes I use old school slang and I'm like...
Yeah. Or when she was like, you got knocked down, but you got up again. You're tub thumping. It's so good. I love all of her references.
I know. It's great. And can we just also talk about how, I mean, I know he's a bad guy, but I still kind of think the Reverend is so handsome. Like, I loved him from Mad Men. So whenever John Hamm is on the screen, I'm happy.
No, even when I agree.
Yeah. Well, and he's so not Don Draper in this show.
But at the same time, he's still a ladies' man in a sense.
Yeah. Absolutely, but like a wacko. A wacko.
He's married. Man. Like, who is. I wonder if we will ever meet who he's marrying next.
Oh, I kind of watched episode 3 a little bit, and we will see. And it's hilarious.
Oh, okay. I'm going to go home and watch now.
Yeah.
I've been holding off, but now
I just it just, you know how it just automatically starts playing. I watched it a little bit, but it's really good, and that's a whole other thing we're gonna have to discuss a little bit. But please tell us, what are your thoughts on episodes 1 and 2? I mean, did you love Kimmy? Did you love Titus? And what do you hope to see in the season that we haven't seen yet? Ladies, is there anything specific that you'd like, you hope that happens the season that we, you know, even though we haven't watched everything yet?
I just want more Titus. He should do the whole Lemonade album. Can you imagine?
Like, what if he does?
That would be something. Does he?
I don't know. I love it. I don't know. I mean, what am I excited to see? I mean, I think I'm excited to see more Kimmy's journey going to college and getting her education. I think that's super exciting. I'm excited to watch Jacqueline grow. It looks like she's on a really strong woman empowerment path, so that's going to be really fun to see her kind of step into her own, it seems like. I'm excited to finally find out what this I didn't eat anyone reference that that Titus keeps saying.
What happens on that cruise ship?
He said at least two or three times between the first and the second episode, I didn't eat anybody, or I ate my paycheck, or whatever. So
it's not always something food related.
There's a lot of eating reference happening. So.
But it made him grow up, whatever it was. You know, he came back more of a man.
He ate something that gave him more intelligence.
I guess.
He ate Peter Pan. No, that doesn't make sense. I tried.
I'm excited just to see how that all plays out and makes sense. Because right now in my mind, I'm like, what?
Yeah. Okay. It definitely is a mystery because I'm like, how'd you end up? You don't exercise. So did you swim to shore or did you just float there? Like, what happened, Titus? I'm really excited to see that as well. And Jacqueline is my girl. I mean, you know, with her struggle as a Native American woman, you know, and that plight, it's really been difficult for her. So I also wonder if she, when she made the joke about, if someone was rich, you know, you could still see it's still in her to kind of be, her gold digging ways aren't too far off. Like there's still a tinge still left in her. Mm-hmm. So I wonder if she's going to go back to that. That would be interesting to see because I think she has a heart of gold, really. Yeah. How about you?
I agree with you as well. I'm excited to see where Kimmy's journey is. I mean, it is like, love me some Titus, love me some Titus, but I want to see like if Kimmy gets to, you know, go further in college, where she ends up in college, if this thing with Perry works out. Mm-hmm. I wanted a little love action for Kimmy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think just seeing Kimmy's journey and obviously figuring out why Titus got shipped off the boat.
Right.
Those are my two. Those are my two for the season.
For sure.
Well, thank you for sticking with us tonight on our first episode of this season's Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. I can't speak. But ladies, where can they find you on social media?
Sure. You can find me, Laura L. Thomas, at Laura L. Thomas TV.
And I'm Kaylee Rose. You can find me all over at Kaylee Rose.
I'm Candace Cruz, and you can find me online at Candace R. Cruz.
And I'm Sahai Wilson, and you can find me at Say Hi Sahai. That's SayHiTsahai. Thank you, and stay tuned for next week with us on the Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt panel.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.